Hello, my name's Jack, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Rich, and every week we talk about football and help you with your English.
This week, we're going to talk about a surprising secret. The language focus is words connected to the environment, and later, Rich will make another Premier League prediction.
And you have another chance to win a Samsung Galaxy tablet in our What's My Team competition.
What was the answer to last week's riddle, Rich?
Ah, yes. Last week it was Lily. Her favourite Premier League team is Swansea City.
We had lots of correct entries, so congratulations to everybody who got it right. I think if you know about the United Kingdom, then you would have got this one right.
Lily said that every away match was a trip abroad for her team.
Abroad means to be or to a different or foreign country. And there is only one team in the English Premier League that is not from England.
And that's Swansea City from Wales.
It's a bit complicated, but Wales is a country within the state of the United Kingdom, just like England, Scotland and Northern Ireland.
Wales has its own football team. I'm sure you've all heard of Gareth Bale. And its own parliament for local laws.
But Wales can't give out passports. That's the job of the United Kingdom, or UK, which Wales is part of.
So why doesn't Swansea play in the Welsh League?
This is really complicated too. But traditionally, the two big Welsh teams, Swansea and Cardiff, have always played in the English leagues.
Anyway, back to this week's winner.
We have selected a winner at random from the correct answers, and the eighth winner of the What's My Team competition is Abdallah, a Chelsea fan from Kuwait. Congratulations, Abdallah. We'll be in contact with you this week.
Well done, Abdallah. Later on in the podcast, you can listen to this week's What's My Team riddle.
Last week, we asked you about your regrets and asked you to use the structure wish plus past perfect and regret plus the verb in the ing form.
We had lots of responses and it was great to see so many of you using these structures in your answers. We really hope that this is useful for your English skills.
It was also really interesting to hear what you were saying, although the topic of regrets is often a little bit sad and often very personal too.
Gala UA from Ukraine and Maznanda from Indonesia both regret not spending more time with family.
Lots of you, like Rich, wish you had spent more time on your studies. Nels Gare from Libya, Salva GH from Spain, Samadi 24 from Afghanistan, Safwan 2000 from Saudi Arabia all regret not studying more.
And lots of you wish you had done more football training when you were younger.
Yes, Mugamanyi from Rwanda, Nerdy Yami from Malaysia, Nikosonris from Ukraine, Aragon1986 from Montenegro, and Grigor25 from Armenia were just some of our listeners who regret not dedicating more time to football training.
And finally, C. Vanessa13 likes guitars, like Jack, but wishes she had learned how to play one when she was younger. I also have a regret from just last week. I regret saying that C. Vanessa13 was from Ecuador, because she's actually from Venezuela. Sorry about that.
Oh, you need to study those flags a bit more, Rich.
I also wanted to give a special mention to Mugimanyi from Rwanda, who has posted the most comments on the website this week and is up to second place on our leaderboard.
And also to Rema from Serbia and Natka from Russia for replying to other listeners' comments. Some of you guys have got really good English. It's great to see you leaving comments for one another and even helping each other out with English sometimes.
I've noticed on our club leaderboard that we only have 19 teams. So if you know any Stoke City fans or friends that would like to be Stoke fans, it would be great to see them up on the leaderboard.
And they're a really good club. They beat Chelsea in their last Premier League match and have lots of connections with Barcelona and are the oldest club in the Premier League. I could talk about the Potters for ages.
You said earlier that we were going to talk about a surprising secret.
Ah, yes. Do you know Mathieu Flamini?
Yes, he's a French midfielder at Arsenal.
I was reading an article about him in the newspaper at the weekend, and I couldn't believe what I was reading.
Is he leaving Arsenal?
No, it's not about football. He's going to change the world.
Come on, tell me this secret.
Well, for the last 7 years, Flamini's company has been doing research into producing levulinic acid.
Sorry, you've lost me. You're going to have to explain. What type of acid?
Levulinic acid is a molecule that scientists say could replace oil. Scientists think that this substance could be used as a biofuel or used to produce plastics, cosmetics, and even food preservatives.
And Mathieu Flamini, the Arsenal midfielder, is making this acid?
It's not him on his own, but it is his company, and it's the first in the world to mass produce this acid. He owns a factory in Italy which employs 80 people, and 400 people make a living from his project.
That's a lot of people. What has he said about the project?
Flamini said that he's always been concerned about environmental issues, climate change and global warming.
Let's have a look at these words. An issue is a topic of discussion that is usually important, and we often talk about environmental issues, social issues and legal issues.
We often say that something is a big issue or a key issue or a controversial issue.
Global warming is a big issue these days. Global warming is the phrase we use to talk about the temperature increasing in the Earth's atmosphere that is caused by the increase in carbon dioxide.
We also hear the phrase climate change. Climate means the normal weather that exists in a specific place.
So the climate in a rainforest is hot and wet, but the climate in a desert is hot and dry.
And when we talk about climate change, we're talking about the changes to this normal weather that has been caused by man.
So it looks like Flamini and his company might be able to really help in the fight against global warming and climate change. But I imagine we all do things to help the environment. What do you do, Jack?
Well, I always recycle plastic, glass and paper.
Recycling, which is when things are taken to the factory so they can be used again, is really important. I also try to reuse things. So if I have a plastic bag, I will use it again instead of getting a new one. Also, I try to save water. I sometimes find it difficult to remember, but I try to turn off the tap when I'm brushing my teeth.
There are lots of things we can do, and we'd love to hear what you do to help the environment. What are the biggest environmental problems in your country? What do you do to help the environment? Why is global warming a big issue in many countries?
And if you want to read more about the environment and practice your English, why not try reading our webcomics, Five United and The Beautiful Game? Right, I think it's time for this week's competition. What's my team?
Here's what you have to do. Listen to a Premier League fan who will talk about their favourite team, and then write the name of the team in the comments section on the Premier Skills English website.
And for each of the 20 podcast competitions, the lucky winner will receive a fantastic Samsung Galaxy tablet. We wish you the best of luck.
Right, so this week our Premier League fan is Ellie. Listen to Ellie's riddle and try to work out what's her team.
It's the end of an era for us this season. It's the last season we'll play at the Berlin ground after 101 years. Although it's sad, next season we'll be playing at the Olympic Stadium, which was built for the London Olympics in 2012. It's going to be brilliant seeing 60,000 fans filling the stadium. It's going to have the best atmosphere in the Premier League.
Which Premier League team is moving stadiums next season? I think you should be able to find that out. Now, it's time for your prediction, Rich. How did you do last week?
Last week, I made some predictions about the European Championship playoff matches, and the matches aren't finished yet. Well, one is finished, and Hungary beat Norway to qualify. I said that Norway would win, so I would be very worried if I was a fan of Bosnia, Ukraine, or Sweden, because my predictions have been terrible recently. The big match this weekend is Manchester City v Liverpool. Man City are flying high at the top of the table, while Liverpool have had some mixed results since Jurgen Klopp arrived at Anfield. City have a big match against Juventus in the Champions League a few days after this game, and Liverpool had a great 3-1 win at Chelsea in their last away match. I think Liverpool might surprise City, and I'm going to go for a draw. Final score, Manchester City 1, Liverpool 1.
That's it for today. We've run out of time. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to write your answers to the competition, things you do to help the environment, your predictions and any questions you have about the website or Football English in the comments below.
Don't forget, if you sign in, you can score points to see if you can get your club, your country and your name to the top of our leaderboard.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.